The fact is this, 70% of the people who are seeing your content are nowhere near ready to buy from you. They're not ready to buy from anyone. So they can't even hear you. This episode of Unjaded is sparked from a conversation that we were having inside of Content by Design this week. We hit the same snag in every one of our content audits on our live call. And that was that people were speaking to a solution, entrepreneurs were speaking to a solution, when the person reading or more likely scrolling by that piece of content had no idea that they even had a problem. There was nothing for the reader or listener or viewer to grab onto and understand that this message was for them. So today I'm going to walk you through something in copywriting that's as old as time, but it seems like we need a refresher. And that is the five levels of awareness. Now, I know you're probably on the go while you're listening to this. Make yourself a note, a mental note, to come back later and actually do the homework I'm going to be talking about for your own business, because this will change so much in your messaging. If you're not getting engagement on your posts, if your audience isn't growing, if you're not making sales from the content you're putting out there, you're going to love this episode of Unjaded. Most entrepreneurs spend all of their time talking about their solution. This actually drives me crazy when I'm looking at content online. But what if someone doesn't even know that they have a problem? Have you ever thought about that? Do you get comments like, oh, this is so inspiring. Oh, that's great. Thank you. Or nothing at all, crickets? That can be because you're talking to something that doesn't exist for them. People will do more to move away from pain than they will to move towards pleasure. Oftentimes, you may be speaking about the pleasure of having your certain solution in place when they don't know that they have the problem that it solves. And that's a problem in your content. So we're going to unpack today the five levels of awareness. And I'm going to tell you two stories of content audits that I did inside of CBD so that you can really get a grasp for how this works in real life, or rather, why your content may not be working in real life. So the first person we will call Sherry. And Sherry has a business where she helps members of the public, so not business people necessarily, just regular people, use AI for a solution for their children. And we looked at her landing page. And when we looked there, we saw that she was explaining all of this stuff about the solution, all of these different AI bots, what they could be used for. And I had to say to her, Sherry, do your people use AI now? And she's like, no, probably the majority don't. Okay, do they know what it is? Not really sure that they know how it is, what it is in the context of their life. Do they know that it can actually help them with the problem that they have? No, definitely not. So here she was unpacking all of this juice about these AI bots and all of the greatness about these AI bots, and her people were way back here, not even knowing that it had anything to do with them. So what's going to happen is they're not going to understand that it's relevant to them, and they're just going to keep going by. Whether it's a Facebook ad, whether it's a blog post, whether it's a podcast episode, a media article, it doesn't matter. It's all the same in content. We need to start with what we call self-identifying messaging. You need to have something that calls them out. And according to the five levels of awareness, about 70% of people are never anywhere near solution ready. Yet, you may be spending all of your time talking about your solution. So in Sherry's case, she needed to back up a couple of steps at least. And she needed to speak to her unaware audience. So the five levels of awareness are unaware, problem aware, solution aware, your solution aware, and most aware. And I'm going to unpack all of those with you. Again, in Sherry's case, it was about not addressing the people who were problem unaware, didn't realize that they were speaking in tongues to the people who needed to hear them, didn't realize that they weren't effectively messaging for their child, didn't recognize that they could actually do better and get better results if only they knew how to speak. We're nowhere near the point where they were open to using a robot for that. So if your client is in the unaware phase, they're unaware that they have a problem, then you gotta stop talking about your solution and you need to focus on what the problem is. So the point of every stage of this level of awareness is to bring people to the next level. So in this case, we have to take the unaware into problem aware. How do we highlight that someone actually has a problem that needs to be solved? The best way to do it is to ask questions in a way that makes them raise their hand, lean in and go, oh, I didn't even realize that was a problem. I didn't know that was a problem. I thought everybody was like that. And this happens so often in the spiritual space where we come in and we talk about these grand solutions and people don't realize it's a problem because they think everybody is like them. They think everybody walks around numb. Everybody walks around stuck. There's a conversation for another day using stuck in your content. But they don't really realize that there's something wrong. They think that's a normal way of life. So the way to make them aware that they have a problem is often, the best way is often to ask questions. Are you someone who struggles with sleep? Is your child not getting the results that they need to get in school? Are you dealing with hot flashes and hormonal changes that you don't understand? Is your business not making the money that you want to make? So have them self-identify, have them raise their hand and go, oh, she's talking to me, okay. So you've then moved them into, okay, this is a problem. Obviously, it's going to be more than that, but that's your headline is oftentimes questions at this level of awareness. The second level of awareness is problem aware. So your people understand that they have a problem, but they have no idea that there are solutions. Again, they think everybody is dealing with this problem. They think this is just a way of life. It's a problem that they don't realize there's a solution for. They think they just have to live with it. So what can you address at this level? This is where the content that I'm always banging on about is so important. And such a big piece of your market is in these first two levels. Symptoms. Speak to the symptoms of the problem that they know they're having. Oftentimes in content, entrepreneurs will speak to a problem that the person isn't aware of. They try to go deeper and the person is on the surface. So what's happening on the surface for your person who knows they have a problem? They're in pain. Something is going wrong in their life. This is where you want to be following them around metaphorically throughout their day and seeing all of the things that are going wrong directly because of that problem that they have, that they're just starting to understand is a problem, but they may be thinking, I have to live with it. This is just the way it is. They haven't yet started researching solutions. So again, when all of your content is focused on your solution, or all of your content ends with a CTA to get my solution, buy my solution, come in for my one-on-one consult, download my lead magnet, you miss the mark. You miss the mark because they don't know that you can see them and they don't know that you can help them. So think about at this next phase, this problem aware phase, creating the kind of content that speaks to the symptoms of the problem that they're having in their real life, because that's where they're living, is in their real life. Not some metaphorical, spiritual, gobbledygook place that you want to talk about. Real life. Bring it down. Bring it down to the level that they're in. And then solution aware. So here they are researching solutions. Maybe they've been looking for, well, let's use the relationship example. Maybe they're in a problem with their relationship and they're looking at couples therapy and they're listening to some podcasts about relationships and maybe they've bought some books and they've gone to some seminars. They're aware that solutions exist. They've gone from unaware of the problem, thinking everybody has this going on in their relationship, to problem aware, realizing, oh, actually, this is something that we need to fix, to solution aware, understanding that there are different solutions that they could be looking at. So what do you think would be the most powerful form of content that you could create here? Here, you can compare your solution to the other solutions that they may be looking at. Why is your solution different? How is your solution different? You could share case studies. You could speak to the fact that this person in your case study actually tried talk therapy and tried going to the seminars and tried reading all the books, but still something was off. And then what's different about your solution? How does your solution nail the thing that they didn't even know was wrong? Here you could speak to mistakes that your audience is making that they think is actually going to move them forward or solve the problem, but it's not. It's actually keeping them stuck. It's actually keeping them overwhelmed. It's actually keeping them in the problem state and not moving them through to the solution. That can be a powerful type of content here. And then when someone is in the next phase, which is your solution, they understand your solution is the best thing. Now they're shopping around for who is going to offer the solution best. Who is going to deliver the solution best for them? So now it's about you. What differentiates you from others in your space? Do you know your differentiators? Do you know who you're in competition with? This was a big thing for me when I worked on my brand positioning, is that people were comparing me to another human design coach that I had no idea. I never would have thought I was up against her. And please don't feel that as a bad statement at all. Competition exists in the online space. Competition exists in business. You have to know who you're competing with for the business. And it came as a surprise to me. So if you don't know who you're competing with, this is the level of awareness that your people are going to be shopping around at. What makes you better? What makes your solution more effective? Your personal solution, your program, your reading, your offer, your book. What makes you more effective than the other choice on the market? And social proof. Social proof is going to be powerful anywhere in your business and in your content strategy, but it's going to be really powerful here because you're asking people, say there are hundreds of practitioners or coaches that do the same thing you do. You're asking your people to give you the business over all of those others. So they need to see themselves in your testimonials, in your social proof. They need to see case studies. They need to hear stories of people who have done it as well. And then the fifth level awareness is most aware. So here is really the only piece in your, I'm going to call it a funnel, only the only piece in your content funnel where you really need to speak to price, or you could speak to price. The rest of the time, you don't even need it. So oftentimes you may be talking to someone who's just problem aware or just started to be aware of all the solutions on the market, and you're showing up here talking about price and they're not even there yet. They're not even bought in on your solution yet. When they're most aware, they're typically waiting for something to tip them over the edge. Some type of urgency. It could be a bonus. It could be value added. It could be pricing. It could be a launch period where your cart's only open for 5 days. It could be an urgency within themselves. Why do they need to fix this now? They've already decided you're for them. I have this every launch of CBD. There are always so many people who say, I'm going to be ready the next time. I know you're the one for me. I know content by design is the thing I need. I have to get myself ready. So for me, it becomes about how do I increase the urgency for them to understand that now is the best time to actually work on your messaging, so that you bring in the money that you need to bring in your business to stay sustainable. That doesn't have to be an urgency with a deal. Doesn't have to be an urgency with a bonus. It could be self-urgency. That's the most powerful form of urgency, is when you do something because you know the result that's on the other side. So here too, social proof is going to be important. People need to see themselves in the other people that you have worked with. Speaking to the results, speaking to what's possible on the other side of fixing this problem for them. What can they expect to be different in their life, their business, their relationship, whatever the niche is that you serve, once they're on the other side with you? This is what you need in this most aware phase. So that walks you through the five levels of awareness and the specific content that you need at each phase of that funnel. Now let's go back to Sherry's story. I think we left her at the unaware phase. So once her people are problem aware, I just want to give you a real life example of this. Once her people are problem aware, then she can start speaking to the symptoms that they're experiencing. What is happening with that child because they're not getting what they need in the education system? What is that costing? What's the consequence of that over time? This is where pain point is very, very, very important in your content. And then solution aware. Maybe these parents are looking around at all of these different solutions. There are a sea of solutions. So for her, it's got to be about putting her bots and her own system against all of the other things that they could be willing to try. They may have already tried. They may be researching. How does hers stand up against those? What's different? And then in your solution phase, the next phase for her, Why her? What differentiates her from everything else on the market? What social proof can she share? What testimonials can she share? What case studies can she share that are going to make people buy all in on her? And then in the most aware phase, why urgency? Could be a deal she has, could be a cart open period, could be a bonus session with her she's going to add, could be a new school year is starting and this is what your child needs, could be some form of self-urgency. Why now more than ever before is it important for your child to get what they need? So my invitation to you is to go back through this episode when you're sitting at your desk and you can actually map out what your person needs to hear at each phase. If they are not even aware of the problem, what questions can you ask to make them aware? What symptoms are they having that let them know that they're having a problem? What other solutions exist and why are they not as good as yours? Why you over anyone else? And then what kind of urgency can you create? And when you start to actually funnel your content like this, people start to come through your doors and actually hire you to work with them instead of just scrolling on by your content or going through all of your content and then hiring someone else. That's one of the worst pains that you can have in your business, isn't it? I'd love to hear from you if this lands, especially after you do your homework. Come on back over to the show notes and send me a speak pipe. It's a voice message that you can send directly to me and we can talk back and forth to each other a little bit. Or message me on IG. It's vicky.dixon. The link is in the show notes. I love to have conversations there around all things content, messaging, and business.